Welcome to another exciting episode of Why Your Story Podcast, coming to you home live from the home of SBI Media. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
And together we are
Why Your Story.
So what's happening, MJ?
Well, it's summer. Oh, yeah. I like your tan that you have going on.
I do. I am seriously tan.
You have what about your arms and stuff?
Nope. My arms don't see the sun.
What about those white lilies?
Legs don't see the sun.
Wow.
My top of my head doesn't even see the sun, except for when I walk out of the church. And then I promptly put on a hat.
You know, bucket hats are back in. Do you know what a bucket hat is?
So do you remember when we had the hospital barbecue?
Yes, and someone made amazing Dutch oven.
Yeah, you remember that?
Yeah.
Do you know what your daughter came up to me and said?
Which one? The brunette?
Actually, both of them.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what they both came up to me and said?
What?
They said, Travis, we do not agree with our mom and skinny jeans.
Oh, bull crap. That is not true.
MJ.
What?
Both of them said that.
Really?
Yes. I would not lie on SBI Media's podcast.
All the time.
I would not. Do you want to call one? Let's call. You just call them right now.
Okay.
Call.
All right. You know they don't answer. But I'll
yes,
call.
They will.
Yes, they will.
Here, let's plug it in the phone. Let's plug in the phone. Let's go live. We're going to do this live.
Okay. So, but here, no, really, bucket hats.
But what I'm saying is you hold no water, because not even do your kids agree with your fascistness stylist. Here, no, let's plug it in so the whole audience can hear.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Which one are we calling?
We're calling Tegan. We'll see if she answers.
Oh.
Hello?
Hello? Hey.
Tegan, can you hear us?
This is Travis and your mom. Your mom.
And your mom.
Tegan, you're live on SBI Media.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello. Hello, my dear. Tell me what you said about skinny jeans when I saw you at the hospital cookout.
I think they look good.
Yes! Oh, but you just lied to me. See, now she's lying. Look, she's laughing.
I am not lying.
She's laughing. Goodbye. Goodbye. That was ridiculous. Okay, she is never coming on the podcast ever again. She lied, everyone. Okay, call your other daughter. What's your other daughter's name?
Jamie. She won't answer, I don't think. Because she's like, I don't know.
We're calling Jamie.
Oh, my heck.
How do you spell J-A-M-I Ostrander?
Uh-huh.
What's the red star for?
I don't know.
That's ridiculous.
I am right. Just hold on. Just once in your life.
I can't. I can't let this go.
Say, MJ.
I can't let it go.
I was wrong. I did. Whoa, that is a loud ring.
That is a loud ring-a-ding-ding.
Remember, who was it on?
A ring-a-ding-ding.
She'd go, ring-a-ding-y.
Ring your bells.
I remember
bells.
She put her little finger right here, and she was an operator. One ring-a-ding-y, two ring-a-ding-y.
Jamie, it's time.
Do you remember that?
The ring-a-ding-y lady. What does Jamie do for
your
a living?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic
she raises five boys.
System. 8, I know. 0,
but
1,
that,
6,
so she's
9,
a stay-at-home mom.
0,
that's like
5,
the greatest
8,
job
5,
ever.
0,
it is the greatest
not
job.
Available.
Can we now just
the tone,
no, we're leaving her a message.
Oh my gosh.
When you have finished recording, you may...
And I'm going to ask her to call back. And just,
are you in your meds?
Jamie, this is Travis Osmond, the host of SVI Media's Why Your Story podcast, calling you live in studio with your mommy.
Your mom.
And what we wanted to know was what you told me at the hospital cookout about skinny jeans. So if you get this message, would you please call us back so that we can hear what you said to me live on radio? Thank you. Bye. Okay, we'll go from there, shall we?
Wow. Our guests don't even know what to do. They're
well,
just
we haven't
like
introduced our guest yet.
No, we haven't. And you're still sulking.
I am.
You are.
So I hate the months of June and July and August.
I'm sorry.
It's just the way it is.
But you do love fishing in those months.
I do, but fishing, it becomes such a chore, you know, because you've got like 2 hours and 3 minutes to go fishing, so make the most of it type of a thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Plus, if you're trying to help your client.
Exactly.
And
you're getting paid, and these people are paying you for big fish, and wonder if the big fish don't want to bite. You know, it's a drag sometimes. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, anyway, back to
Let's
what we're doing
on
today.
Yeah. We've on kind of a kick today.
You're always on a kick, but we still love you.
We have guests in our studio.
We do. We have two.
Yeah.
Well, we have Lisa Hill.
Lisa Hill's in the house.
Woo! And we have Emily Martin.
Emily Martin.
Yeah. I wasn't going to give a tune like Lisa did.
She gave herself her own tune.
That's right.
We thought it'd be kind of fun to do a podcast on girlfriends and girls' night out.
Oh, this will be fun.
GNO. Does your wife have a GNO group?
A GNO? Did you just say a GNO?
Yes.
So genetically something organism? Genetically neutered organism.
Stop before you say something bad.
We do not have any genetically neutered organisms in my house. I don't know about you guys.
No, it's girls' night out.
Oh, okay.
Does she do that?
Yeah, I don't.
Okay.
But Megan does.
Okay.
So Megan has seven and a half sisters in her family.
Right. Why does she have half?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And so.
Okay. Is one a girl boy?
We don't talk about.
Okay.
He, she.
He, okay.
Yeah.
She, it. Oh,
she
whoops.
It. And we definitely don't talk about that either. Okay. So, now that we've got that out of the way, we are sorry. Senator Dockstetter.
Very sorry.
You can kick us out of here anytime you want. So, let's talk about girls' night outs.
Okay.
This will be a really hot topic for me since I've had so many of them in my life. But I'll let you lead the discussion and then I will try to fudge my way through this.
Well, I think I first want to get to know each of them.
Sure, yeah.
And what they do. Let's start with Emily because it's an E.
Let's start with Emily Martin.
Emily? Tell us about yourself.
Okay, speak into the mic in English.
My name's Emily. What do you want to know?
You're married?
So I grew up in the Valley, and I'm married. I have four kids, and we live in the great town of Fairview. I'm employed for one more week. Actually, like five more days is all.
Through who?
Star Valley Health. I work in the orthopedic office.
And do you just adore Dr. Linford? Like
absolutely.
I do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Who doesn't
phenomenal.
Adore Dr.
It's
Linford?
So, it's so true.
Yeah. He's a phenomenal
Him
surgeon.
And his gang. Yep.
Yeah. So I recently went back to school and am studying accounting and I have three semesters left. So
wow. And then what are you going to count?
My children.
Okay.
I don't know.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once
lived a woman who lived in a shoe.
Who had so many
children
she
didn't
know
what to
do.
I don't.
So she became an accountant.
I can count all of my children on one hand. We're good with that. So I really don't know what is going to become of this accounting major. And I hope that as I go through the process, we'll figure that out. I don't know.
That's great.
Cool.
That's so fun.
Good for you.
And you grew up in a family of six girls.
Yeah, I have all sisters. I don't have any brothers.
Wow.
Awesome.
So she, like Megan, is...
Yeah. Cool. Yep.
Cool. How long did you work for Star Valley Medical?
4.5 years.
Oh, wow.
Been there.
Nice.
And you've always lived in Fairview?
Yeah, for the short minute that we were building, we lived in Afton. I grew up in Afton.
Okay. So,
okay. That's wonderful.
Martin, though, it just doesn't seem like it. Where are you, like, second generation Star Valley?
So the Martin comes from Texas. My husband's father was in town for a job and met his mother that grew up in the valley and still lives here. And so we're the only Martins that we're related to in the valley.
So cool. It wasn't Martin Hancock Company.
Nope.
Okay.
Gotcha. No, we are Texas Martins.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm glad you clarified that, MJ. Yes. That you weren't the Martin Hancock Company because that happened.
Well, not a lot of them lived.
That happened before Emily.
I am not that old. But I'm not that cool either. So.
Whatever. No, you're pretty cool. All righty.
Okay, and then now we have Lisa Hale.
Yes, we do. And she's...
Hey.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. MJ's having a moment.
And she is married to Tim Hale.
Yeah.
That works at Star Valley Medical.
Yes.
What does he do?
He is in radiology. He's a technician.
Yeah. If you guys ever go to Star Valley Medical, he's the one that's wild and crazy.
Just to be clear, this is the Tim that has the crazy personality, right?
Crazy. Just crazy. Off the wall. So yeah. Much so
that
he
you can
have any
tell
hair.
What he's thinking just by looking in his eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. That's him.
Yep. Okay. Yep. I know Tim.
Great. Yeah.
He's pretty great. Pretty great.
So tell us about you.
So I grew up in Utah, came here as a single teacher, got set up on a blind date.
And by the way, our house was one of the dates.
Yes. We played cards. Was.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah. It was awesome.
It was made in heaven.
It was.
Yep.
How did that come out? How did that turn into being?
Well, they're married and have children.
Well, I know that. I know how that works. But I'm just saying, why would Tim go to your house?
Well, because we have a cool house, and Sarah, his sister,
I know
came
Sarah.
To my, she came to my house, and we played cards.
So Sarah said, "Hey, I have a little brother that wants to come over to your house and play cards, and can he bring a date?"
Yeah.
Okay, I was just curious.
Yeah.
Is that hard?
It's the party house.
Party house.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. So we were married by the end of our first year. I'm the home ec teacher at the middle school. We have 3 kids.
Nice.
We're just like living the dream in Fairview.
Yeah.
That's it. That's our life. That's it. It's a dream. There's just no drama at all.
She is way more exciting than that.
And you graduated from Utah State, right?
Yes, graduated from Utah State.
What part of Utah?
Logan. Well, a little town called Lewiston, actually.
Okay.
But nobody knows what that is.
So. I know where Lewiston is.
I mean, it's pretty great.
Yeah,
Tires
Meats in Lewiston.
Yes, they put us on the map. And Casper's.
Yep.
Yeah.
Casper's ice cream. The Fat Boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that's where they were made.
When I was at school, we'd go there and get just hundreds of them.
I bet.
You got to go to the outlet store.
Yeah.
That's where you get them.
I've been there before, but I didn't know it was in Lewiston.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
It is. It's great.
How did you guys start GNO, genetically.
Yeah, how did you guys start genetically neutered organisms?
Well, we just like one day we're like, let's make our lives a little saucier. So we brainstormed a bunch of women that we knew would have fun together.
Mm-hmm.
And we text them and we're like, hey, you want to have once a month bunco night? And of course they said yes, because who doesn't want to play bunco? Yeah, no one turns us down. Seriously, we have a face made.
So does it involve money, dice, cards, what?
So, explain the theory behind bunco, because this is a new one for me.
It's really complicated. Okay. Bunco is like so
like bingo? Is this like bingo?
Not quite. No. Mm-mm. So you have to have 12 people, and they're at 3 tables with 4 people each.
Okay.
Everybody has 3 dice. And you roll the dice to get whatever number you're on. So if you're on ones, you try and get as many ones as you can. And you just count them up until one of your partners gets 21.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then how long do you go for?
And then do you say boinko? Or what did you call it?
Boinko?
Yeah.
This isn't plinko from...
What did we call it? We were
bunko.
Bunko. So when they get 21, they yell bunko?
No. So you just if you get 21, you yell 21. If you get a bunko, you have to
yell bunko, and I insist that you dance, preferably you dance. On a table. You
Okay.
I'll let a chair slide.
So this is fun. Where we're getting to the GNOs. This is...
And so what is a bunko?
So depending on the round, if you're on threes, it's when you get three threes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And it is so fun.
That's cool. And then at the end, do you have food and games and prizes?
So much
and
food.
A lot of food. So much
You've obviously never been invited, MJ.
No, I have played it. I think I started it in Utah a long time ago. I've played it.
Oh, so you're just leading the conversation. You're not even
asking.
Yes, I am. Oh, okay. Yeah. You were asking questions.
It's called
like
being a good host.
Okay, I just... Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Let's go back to skinny jeans. So, anyway, so that's the bunko. And then what about gifts and prizes and themes and all that?
So the host of the month determines what the food will be and what the prizes are. So about half and half, we've done like a theme night. So last night was bunko night and we had crazy hair day and we all wore craziest hair. Oh. And the prizes were all hair products, scrunchies,
and
things to do in your hair.
And if they had no hair?
We all have hair.
We get what my sixth grade home ec teacher had, spray on hair.
So you could just draw on hair.
Yeah.
Okay,
or
I'm with
foam,
you. I'm with
know,
you.
It could be foam
we don't have
sort.
Any no hair friends.
We're not. Yeah. That's we're not so prejudiced.
I forgot because this is all girls' night out.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking you guys were inviting your husbands, but of course. That would not work out.
They wouldn't dance
they
on
are,
the table.
They are not dancing on the table. Oh, and they're not invited.
I get it now. Okay, of course everyone has hair. Okay, gotcha.
So one time we did a Hawaiian theme and had like a Hawaiian luau type. We all wore Hawaiian shirts and necklaces. And we did, yes, everyone was laid. And then...
with the lays, of course,
Lisa
as they walked
told me
in.
To say that.
Better than me.
And then
I'm following.
That's right. One time we did a birthday party and we all wore crowns and sang happy birthday and ate cupcakes for everyone's birthday.
Cool.
So my favorite was the ugly Christmas sweater party.
Oh yeah, that was a total hit.
Yeah,
that's fun.
We all wore Lisa's ugly Christmas sweaters because Lisa has enough for the whole town.
I wore a tinsel skirt, and as the night went on, I kept leaving tinsel everywhere because I was dancing too much. So the skirt kept unraveling.
Okay.
Wow.
It was great.
I bet it was. Yeah. And then at the end of the night, what happens when you're all done playing your game?
Well, there are four big winners. And then everybody leaves with a prize. So everybody wins.
So everybody, this is one of those.
Well, not quite. I mean, there are four big winners.
Everybody's a winner.
But everybody gets to take home something. Because you pay to play, basically.
Oh, so you gamble.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, so you're gambling.
Gambling.
Yeah. Okay.
Gambling and dancing on tables.
Okay, we'll edit that out.
We're donating to the cost of food.
Okay.
And prizes.
Gotcha.
And then... The benefit is you got a prize.
Yeah, you get your prize.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's really fun. Yeah. That's great. Is that kind of what Megan does?
No.
Okay.
No, that's not at all what Megan does.
Maybe you don't know what Megan does.
Yeah. I probably
that's
don't know.
Probably more
but
like it.
I think Megan they just sit around and talk.
Oh.
I've never seen them do anything exciting.
Oh.
They just sit around and talk for like hours, days, in fact.
That's mostly what we do, too, but we just happen to be throwing dice.
Throwing
at the same
dice,
time.
Okay.
We need to invite Megan to one.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
she
for
would
sure.
Love it.
Yeah, for sure.
Will she dance?
I'm sure she would.
Will she table dance?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she would table dance.
She's invited.
She would table
dance. She's pretty cool.
Sure. Yeah, she's awesome.
There were a couple girls last night that got away without dancing on their bunkos.
Yeah, oh.
It was unacceptable.
How does that happen?
I don't know. We must have been sleeping.
I tried to tell them. I think they all danced. Just no one got up on the chair like I did.
So I have a few questions. Being an outsider. First of all, Lisa, we talked about your husband a little bit, but Emily, we didn't talk about your husband. Aww. Who is your husband?
So I'm married to Kevin.
Kevin, and I'm assuming this is Kevin Martin.
We do have
Martin.
The same last name, so his name is Martin.
And he doesn't have anything to do with the Martin Handcart Company either.
He sure does not.
Or
no.
Kevin
or,
from Home Alone.
Or by chance.
Or that one.
Okay.
Or do you have another one?
Well, I was just thinking there's a couple other famous Martins. Martin Short was one, but that would be a first name, so that's probably not.
There's.
Okay, so tell us about Kevin Martin.
Okay. He's a civil engineer and works at Sunrise.
Ah,
and he loves sports. He's one of those sports people that can rattle off statistics to you about all the people and the games and all the things.
And how does he feel about GNOs?
I think he on a really...
Let me rephrase that. On a scale of 1 to 10, if he were to be invited to a GNO, would he be like 0, which is no freaking way?
Solid
or would he
zero.
Be a 10?
Nope.
Oh, I want to dance. A 0.
Nope. He is not coming.
Okay.
So he really like. I think he's fine with GNO
okay.
when it's not at our house.
Yeah, he okay. probably has to yeah. leave when it's at your house or go down in the basement.
So, it's hard for the kids to sleep because we do it late at night
yeah.
so that we can still be moms and then and have fun. And so we put our kids to bed. But then there's a lot of screaming. Like,
yeah.
It's loud.
It's exciting.
Okay. Okay.
Really exciting.
Yeah. So exciting.
So exciting.
So, Lisa.
Also,
this,
one thing.
Oh, good. Sorry.
I was just going to say one more thing about Kevin.
Yes.
He is in charge of the Montpelier Temple of the...
Engineer.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah.
It's been a really awesome project.
And I don't know
awesome.
If you've been past there lately, but
I
the
have.
Hole's dug.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I drove by it the day they were dedicating it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So that was just a side note. Okay, now on to Lisa.
Now, Lisa, I have a question for you. You're married to Brother Tim.
Mm-hmm. Brother Tim.
Now, the question that is on everybody's mind in Star Valley is, how do you know if Tim is angry at you? So this, when I work in the ER, okay?
Okay, okay.
So I run on the ambulance, and every time I see Tim, I wonder if he is secretly mad at me or if he is overly rejoicing to see me. And I don't know, so I'm asking you, how do you know if Tim is secretly angry at
you?
Well,
we have a perfect marriage, so he's never been angry at me,
okay.
per se.
Okay.
But Travis, on the other hand.
Well, that's Travis. What I want to know if he has been angry at me.
I think his nostrils flare
okay.
a little bit.
Okay,
yeah.
Hold on. I'm yeah. nostrils. I'm just writing this down here mm-hmm. so I next time I can
yeah.
look.
Yeah, yeah.
So they probably
down.
Widen a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and so, I mean,
because I know his eyes don't move.
Yeah.
So like he probably like win a staring contest with the sun.
He's handsome, even when his nostrils flare, okay. though. Like, it's just so great.
Still handsome.
Still handsome. He's always nostrils. Handsome.
You want to see?
What?
I can flare him.
Oh,
ready?
I want to see. Oh,
I wonder if that's what he does. I'm gonna. That's like a rabbit. He does
yes,
the rabbit
me.
Nose flare.
I'm a little bunny.
Okay.
Yep.
No, but for real, like if you came home and Tim was standing on the other side of the driveway and he was looking at you like I'm
doing
looking
this.
At the car out there.
Doing this with his nose.
Would you think Tim is angry at me, or would you say Tim is overly joyed to see?
He's overly joyed. That's his overly joyed look.
Okay. Okay, that's good to know.
Staring off.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That's staring
yeah.
through you.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When he's staring through you to see the wall on the
yeah,
other side, that
yeah.
is overly joyed.
Yeah.
yeah
okay.
Yeah.
Good to know. Good to know.
Tim, he likes to think 7 layers deep. Like he's right. a thinker.
He's a very yeah. He
yeah,
is, and he's really down to earth.
Which
though.
Is good it's because like
layers.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm not. Like I'm just kind of a
one
reactor
layer.
In the second.
Hey, I love it.
So you
7
know.
Layers deep. I
yeah,
love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me too.
Okay, that's my questions. Now you, MJ.
I don't think I could top those.
Well, that was
okay, I want to know what makes a good friendship. And do you believe that men and women can be friends and that's all? You know what I'm saying? You can have a best friend that's a man that's not in a relationship. I have those two questions. Either one of you?
I say yes, men and women can be friends.
Emily? Wow, we got another thinker.
She's search pondering and
hold on, so Emily is in this 7 layer thing.
I
right?
am.
So,
oh, so she, not, the stairs not.
Emily
good.
Is
I'm
only
not
three,
smart
two
enough
layers
to do
right
7
now.
Layers.
Emily's doing the Tim Hill thing.
I was just trying it out.
Oh go.
Why not? I don't.
Okay.
I don't feel like I have like a really close male friend.
You can okay. say boyfriend.
But I, well, that's my
it's
that's,
okay.
That's Kevin. Kevin's my boyfriend.
No, he's your husband.
And my boyfriend.
Okay.
So, but I, like.
That's the kind of answer I'd give.
I think that it, but it's okay.
Yeah. I do too. What about you, Travis?
Ask me a specific question. Is it okay for me to have a girlfriend? Is that what you're asking?
No. Okay. I am asking you, can you have a friend that is a girl without being in a relationship that's your best friend?
You're a friend of mine.
Yeah, because you pay me.
Well, whether I pay you or not, you're still a friend of mine.
Yeah, that wasn't really my question.
I have lots of friends that are girls.
Okay, good.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, I agree.
My best friends are not girls, though.
No.
Well, why? Except for my wife. My wife would be my best friend.
Of course.
But my best friends that I know are males.
Because like-mindedness?
Yes.
Narrow-mindedness.
Yeah. There are things that I would share with my guy friends that I would never share with my a girlfriend.
Okay.
That's a girl. A friend that's a girl.
Okay.
Yes. I think I feel the same.
Yep. Yeah?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I think we're all that way.
I don't want you to know my inner
I don't want
thoughts.
To know.
You know what I'm saying? What guys think, girls don't want to know.
No, we don't. So we don't.
I'm just saying.
And you don't really want to know about our thoughts. Yeah. Like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like my blessed sweet wife, like her brain works sort of online like Hallmark Christmas movies. Okay. That's how Megan thinks that. And she runs her whole life around a Hallmark Christmas show, you know,
there's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's wonderful.
It's magical.
And so why would I want to ruin that by
with your Terminator brain?
Yeah. With my,
Yeah. Okay. I gotcha.
I'm going to stop right there before I dig myself too much further.
Okay.
No hole.
I think you should start a guy's night out.
The last thing that all of us want to do, whether it's Tim, Kevin, Travis, whatever,
Steve.
Is sit around Steve and play
what do you call that? Bonko?
Bonko. Unless we had hammers and we're hitting each other on the head. Now, okay, I could get together with a bunch of guys and watch football and eat chips and do guy things and sounds and stuff like that, you know, but we're not going to.
All right, we won't go there.
Bonko's not going to be our thing.
No rabbit hunting?
So that's cool.
Just killing things.
Shoot stuff? Yeah, I bet. We can get together and shoot stuff all day, but we wouldn't call that a guy's night out.
Okay.
What would you call it?
Rabbit hunting. Hey guys, you want to go shoot something? Yeah. I'll bring 12 gauge. All right, I'll grab the .06. Okay, I'll meet you at your place.
Yeah, and whatever moves you're going to
shoot. Grab the Dr. Pepper.
Are you back to Dr. Pepper?
Popcorn shrimp. No, I'm not drinking Dr. Pepper.
What was in that cup?
None of your business.
Was it alcohol?
It's none of your business. It was not Dr. Pepper.
Okay. All right. You really don't want to tell me? Wow. Is it like insure or something? Do you have like a medical problem?
Maybe.
Okay, fine. My last question is, though, about friendship. What is your feelings on friendship?
Like, what makes a good friendship?
Mm-hmm.
For me, both of you. For me, someone that can make me laugh, even when it's like a hard day. Mm. Laughter is so important in my life.
It is
so
important.
That is like a top thing in all my friendships.
I love it.
Laughter. Cool.
Laughter.
Love it. I love it.
I would say the ability to receive a practical joke.
The ability to receive?
Wait, can she elaborate on this?
Yes.
Yeah. Like I wanted to like to receive a practical joke.
So yeah, because I was on the receiving end, she wasn't.
Yeah. So we should warn our listeners.
Okay.
That.
To stop listening.
Is this rated?
We didn't actually harm anyone.
No, this isn't rated bad.
Okay.
But you might not enjoy this story. This story might not be for everyone if you have a
parental guidance.
A very sensitive stomach.
Okay.
Go ahead. Carry on.
Am I okay to share this?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
this is okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I had to leave the room here one time because of that. So it's okay. If I have to leave here again, you'll know where I'm at.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
So... this was, the last day of school, right around the last day of school. And I had a nest on my front porch from a robin. And the wind blew the nest over, and it was probably a 10-foot drop. And the little baby, the 5 baby robins, didn't live.
Oh, that's sad.
It was a sad story.
Sad.
And
this is not going well.
You know where this is going. So, they're gonna have to be gone. And so I come from a practical joke family, and so
instead
it
of
is,
laying the birds to rest in peace,
yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't do that.
Okay.
I started visiting with our other good friend and my neighbor, Amy, and we thought maybe we should take Lisa dinner tonight. And it would be really awesome. Like, these birds would look great on rice.
Oh, my God.
And I happen to have a to-go box. And so the rice had some sauce on it. And broccoli from the night before, we put it in this to-go box, and then we used the pliers to put the chicken on the rice.
She says chicken. They're dead birds. They were dead birds. Oh. They were not chicken.
That's so nasty. Were they the young enough that they didn't have their feathers on them yet?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. There was a couple sporadic feathers.
Yeah, they were just a little fuzzy. Oh. Just a little fuzzy.
Wow.
And me and Amy were just so dry funny. Heaving on the yeah. front porch, picking up these birds with these pliers. And so we called Lisa to make sure she was home and told her we were going to bring her dinner.
But no, they presented it like, we didn't get you anything for Teacher Appreciation yeah. Week. Like, we have something for you. So I'm like, okay, come on over.
And we really wanted to meet her outside because I thought for sure she'd drop it. Uh-huh. And I... being respectful of her house. I didn't want her to drop it in the house. So we were waiting outside, and we both had the giggles so bad.
Oh, this is bad.
We're waiting, and Lisa's inside. I'm making cookies. Come in.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm. So I was rolling cookie dough, so I couldn't, like, oh. she set the box on my counter. I'm rolling the cookie dough.
No.
I finally get done rolling the cookie dough, and then I'm like, oh, what'd you bring? And I open the box. I didn't hold the box. It was still on my counter. I open the box, and I look, and I immediately slam it shut. And I don't remember if I said choice words or not.
You didn't.
This is totally
nasty.
G-rated. Yes. Sorry. So I was just glad I wasn't holding it, because I think I would have thrown it.
Oh, my God.
That is, and then were you guys just dying, busting up?
Absolutely. Yes. I videoed it.
Well, and Amy was kept gagging. It's yeah. like she would just even think about it. She would dry heave.
Dry heaves, yeah.
And what about you? Were you?
I was okay, but then I gave it to my kids and they didn't like it.
Oh.
And then I took it to school to try and give it to some other teachers. And
oh my gosh.
They didn't like it either.
The gift that keeps on giving, yeah. the gag. Oh, that's
that
awesome.
Is nasty.
Come on, that's the best story you ever heard.
That's pretty. It's the best story I've ever heard. Did you ever take her dinner? For real?
No,
she never gave me anything.
Wow.
Nothing.
I think that
my
you should probably. Wow. Aren't you glad we had this subject today, Travis?
This is actually really gross. Really gross.
Well, then you bring in a couple of your buddies. We'll talk about gross.
Yeah. Okay. I will accept that challenge.
Okay. All right.
There you go.
Okay.
So I have a couple questions.
Oh boy!
To finish this off, since we are running out of time here, so this would be a question for Lisa. Mm. All right, Lisa.
Bring it.
What would be a pirate's favorite letter?
R.
You're wrong.
Oh.
You might think it'd be R,
oh, God.
But it's actually the C.
My 7-year-old is going to love that.
Now, oh, boy. Emily.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What did the pirate say on his 80th birthday?
I don't know. Shiver me timbers.
Oh, close. But wrong.
Oh.
I'm matey.
Oh, I get it.
Well, we are glad to have you guys on our podcast today.
We are so happy.
That was Yeah, yeah, we are just so happy.
Yeah.
So happy.
I mean, why wouldn't we be just so happy to have you on our podcast?
It's been a hoot. Thanks for having us.
Oh, we're so glad.
You guys can come to the next Bunko night.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Just the entertainers.
Okay.
Well, we would love that more than anything.
You liar.
Just no dancing.
Oh,
if you wear your skinny jeans.
I don't have skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans and dancing are a requirement.
No, yes. Skinny jeans.
We'll feed you chicken on rice.
Awesome. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to Why Your Story podcast. Brought to you at SBI Media. But it's the C.
The C.
I am your host, Travis Osmond.
I am your host, Rory Cho Parker.
And together we are
Why Your Story.
See you next time.
Have a great day.
Be safe.